Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, hey, hey! Happy Friday afternoon, all you beautiful radio listeners. I hope you're having a better start to your afternoon than the Philadelphia everybody had yesterday. They left the MLB Network on in the studio after the firm, and I'm sitting here watching Kirkering airmail ball to home plate that would have been the third out, so you could have thrown it to any bag, and it absolutely gets airmailed. These little moments in Major League Baseball make such a difference, and when you have an opportunity to go to the bullpen, if you get the right guy, if all of the availability lines up where you can put a guy in the right spot, it makes all the difference. And today, they had the early hook for Jason Swigart, so he's not here, and so we have to go to the bullpen for this show, and there's nobody I'd rather do it with than you, Jordan Schultz.
Hey, buddy.
What is going on with you today, my man? How you feeling?
You know, usually I say happy Friday, but I'm just going to I'm gonna greet you with a gripping Friday, brother.
Gripping.
I walked out of my house going, Mariners, I am ready to go, but I am also scared S-less.
Have you become internet famous yet with your video? We tried to post it everywhere. Have you gotten calls from people to have you on their shows to talk baseball yet?
Not yet. No, nobody. You know what? It's just, honestly, it's just a joy to me to be fodder for entertainment on this station, for you guys, for the firm, for primetime, for Dirt and Sprague in the Morning. Like, I just, it was honestly such a compliment to hear you guys all laughing at me yesterday. So I was happy to give you some entertainment. I'm happy to give our listeners some entertainment. And yeah, welcome to Schultzy. Welcome to my world. That is me.
Hey, man. So. You and I talked about it yesterday. I was very happy to have you fill in for me. And I caught it live. But you know what? I mean, that's the best thing you could do is be absolutely genuine. The funniest thing about it wasn't necessarily your reaction. It was the timing. You're stepping on Dave Niehaus.
Well, and
the whole thing. It's
you want to know something funny? Is it didn't almost line up like that because
of course not, yeah.
Rust said, yep. Hey, we've actually got this clip. We're going to play it later. And I was like, no, Rusty, you know what? Oh, yeah. Let's play that right now.
It was
like the idiot that I am.
It was too good. And I'm listening and watching the baseball game. So if anybody missed it, go to @FanHappyHour on X. And we have the clip of Mr. Schultz filling in for me on Wednesday afternoon when he was watching the Mariners game and trying to relive a little bit of Mariners history. Let's start things off by trying to relive a little bit of yesterday afternoon evening. Mariners off, and they will play tonight. We'll get plenty of time to talk about that today. But man, not a great day for Philadelphia yesterday. They lose their series, their season, on a very rare walk-off error, a little dribbler back to the mound that bounces off the glove of Orion Kirkering.
Wow.
And he just goes into full panic mode, airmails a ball to home plate.
Freaking wow.
And it is just the most devastating way to lose. So the Dodgers advance. So the Dodgers await the winner of the game between the Cubs and the Brewers. That will be tomorrow on Major League Baseball. So the Cubs get a shutout over the Brewers. And now the team with the best record in baseball will host their division rival for a chance for the NLCS on the line. And that series is fantastic. It's great. You had Thursday Night Football last night. I think everybody fully expecting the Eagles to get back to form and just roll over the Giants.
Woof.
Not even close. Kind of a coming out party for one Cam Scataboo.
Come on, Jackson Dart looks, I don't know, competent in the NFL.
Well, Jackson Dart's got two wins right now. Yeah. Yes, they have a loss to the Saints and some turnover trouble. Scataboo was part of that as well. But Cam Scataboo was a revelation last year in college football. A lot of people didn't know his name, but Kenny Dillingham takes the reins of that offense and puts Mr. Scataboo in as many opportunities as he possibly can. Did you happen to get that Scataboo sound that I threw your direction?
You know what? Give me like 2 minutes.
No problem. Because we will definitely need to hear from one Ryan Clark on what he thinks of Cam Scataboo. But if you missed it, 3 touchdowns. You had 98 yards on the ground on 16 carries. You had 2 receptions for 12 yards, so 110 all-purpose yards. 34-17 Giants over Eagles. This is a team that started with Russell Wilson. Went to Jackson Dart, who seems to be in concussion protocol every game, which is probably not the way to start your NFL career. There may be potential fines out there for both Brian Daboll and Cam Scataboo, who checked on Jackson Dart while he was in the big blue tent. Jackson Dart at one point high-fived a referee.
You can't
do that. It was a wild game, but more importantly, you had the results that were just I think, shocking. But this, for me, it's the Giants have a young, brash quarterback. They've got a guy in Cam Scataboo who's tearing his shirt off and chest bumping with Ryan Fitzpatrick in the post game. I mean, these Thursday night games, I've said it all year, and I will continue to say it as long as they keep doing Thursday. The games are always weird. Doesn't mean they're always entertaining, but last night was very entertaining. I think there's plenty of people that are perfectly happy to see a team that is going to run the tush-push 4 plays in a row that they can lose, and that is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, so, do we need to make the tush-push illegal? I think maybe there's some kryptonite here.
There's plenty of things that make the Philadelphia Eagles unlikable. The tush push is among them. The thing is, nobody else is really using it. If you actually start calling offsides on it, if you actually start making it a play that, doesn't get all the benefits of the doubt, I think we'd be probably sitting in a much better position. It's funny because you had the all of the moments in that game felt like it was the Giants dragging the Eagles across the goal line, not the other way around. Are we close on that sound?
Yep, almost. Give me like 10 more seconds.
10 more seconds. So I want to set this up for you. This morning, obviously, this is one of the biggest stories. So I believe this is from First Take. You've got Ryan Clark on there, and he is, just like the rest of America, caught up in Cam Scataboo fever, and he decided to tell a little story. I'll let you go ahead and cue it up there, Mr. Schulze.
I watched Cam Scataboo in college at Arizona State in first person. I watched him play quarterback. I watched him play running back. Yeah. I watched him punt the football. And wasn't nobody else out there for Kenny Dillingham's offense. This dude is made to win. And he's also a kind, giving human. After the game, I would hang out, talk to his parents. He would come out and his mom would give him a plastic bag of candy. He would take that plastic bag of candy. And while he ate that plastic bag of candy, he would not take a shower before he came out. He would stick it in his pants. And I appreciated him. He pulled him out of his pants and he goes, RC, do you want a candy? Hell no. What makes you think I'd eat your crotch candy?
What are you talking about, Ryan Clark?
I didn't have to bleep that part, right?
No. Well, I was on TV, so I think we're safe.
I think we're okay. Well, it's Amazon Prime, right?
No, that was this morning on ESPN.
Thank you. Okay.
So you're safe there.
Woo.
Ryan Clark is struggling this year. And why on earth would you tell that story?
Yeah. Yeah. What is that benefit? Is it just like, I know this person and I know these people and I'm going to tell you?
I've got a funny story. I think that it needs to be told. Probably not the platform for it, my friend.
Off air?
Wild game. Fantastic time. But all it feels like is every morning when I look at my headlines, Ryan Clark says another dumb thing. So, all right. With that, I think we need to move on to In Case You Missed It. All right, in case you missed it, the New York Giants, led by rookie quarterback Jackson Dart and running back Cam Scadaboo, upset the struggling Philadelphia Eagles 34-17, who now face internal drama over reported players-only meetings and complaints about their offense. Eagles right tackle Lane Johnson called for the offense to be less predictable. I don't know, Lane. I don't think a lot of people picked you losing by 17 to the Giants. Feels pretty. Do you have that on your sheet, my friend?
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't. Russell Wilson briefly relieved Jackson Dart and was booed by the home crowd after spiking the ball on second down. Am I the only one that is surprised that Russell Wilson has not been traded to the Browns yet? I just feel like he's the perfect guy to help Dylan Gabriel reach the ultimate goal of any Browns quarterback. And that is to fail and move on. No,
I think even Russell Wilson is too good for Cleveland, sir.
That's
my take.
Your Ducks quarterback is starting in Cleveland.
I feel bad for him right now.
That's what I'm saying. So you bring in Russell and he mentors him and goes, here, this is how you get kicked off a team so he can go play for a real NFL franchise.
The Browns aren't smart enough, man. They're just not.
Well, I think that's a fair assessment of it. In case you missed it, 10-time All-Star. This joke is terrible, by the way. I just need to tell you that.
Okay.
It's not going to offend anybody. It's just a really lame joke, but it made me laugh, so I'm doing it anyway. 10-time All-Star and 2008 NBA Finals MVP. Paul Pierce was arrested on suspicion of DUI after being found asleep behind the wheel on a Los Angeles highway. Pierce shared a photo online claiming he was stuck in a standstill traffic jam for 45 minutes and fell asleep because he's old and tired. I don't know, Jordan. Do you think he's telling the truth?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I put the groan in early there. Sorry. Paul, get an Uber, bro. You are a multimillionaire. You are not a regular Joe. Just leave the car. I know that you don't want to spend all your cash, but you can afford a tow truck home, like, from the place that you were at. Like, you don't even have to leave.
He wasn't in the accident. It was just traffic jam. He's stuck. He pulls over, falls asleep.
I don't care. Get an Uber. Walk away. Anything else.
Kevin Durant praised former teammate and Russell Westbrook, currently an unsigned free agent, as a legend who deserves to finish his NBA career on his own terms, and expressed interest in having Westbrook as a potential teammate in Houston. Smart move. Always good to have someone around that makes you look taller, more handsome, and better at basketball. Am I right?
You know,
Westbrook burn.
Yeah, another Russell Westbrook round in Houston. Like, really? Like, are we doing this again?
Listen, you're putting all your chips in the KD basket. Has he won anything without Steph Curry? Checking.
I don't believe so, sir.
Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones will not appeal the $250,000 fine levied by the NFL for an obscene gesture he made to fans during a win against the New York Jets. Jones claimed the Jets' gesture, flashing middle fingers, was inadvertent, and he meant to give a thumbs up to Cowboys fans. So good news, the money will go to charity. Bad news, Cowboys owner not only had no idea which stadium he was in, but also doesn't know how to work his hands. So hopefully it's a dementia charity. No?
Anytime we can laugh at Jerry, I'm down. And I think I said this while you were gone on Wednesday. Bullsh, I don't believe he was trying to throw a thumb or whatever other finger up. He doesn't care. He would take a fine 17 out of 17 regular season games just to give someone the middle finger. It's freaking Jerry.
I honestly, I think I used this joke earlier this week. Kind of a compliment to Jets fans to get the bird from somebody. Is it not? Like, it just feels like...
What's that old Jets joke? Like, I used to be into the girls, and then I used to be into the Jets. Or what? Yeah, no, it's reverse. I was into the Jets, then the girls, then the Jets. Because girls only sometimes blank you. The Jets will always blank
you. There
you
go. There you go. All right, that's in case you missed it. We must move on to the Daily Buzz. We do it next. This is Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
How are you feeling, Mr. Schultz? Game 5, Seattle Mariners hosting Detroit Tigers. Winner moves on to the ALCS.
Nervous, baby.
I'm nervous.
I'm excited, but nervous.
All right. Well, here, let me.
Trying to will it. I bought World Series tickets already. I'm hopeful.
I also have World Series tickets already.
So hell yeah.
Hey, listen, they went on sale today. You got yours last night on some preview.
You know what? The technical issues continued to plague it, so I had to wait until this morning, but my dad, my wife, myself, we're all going.
There you go.
It would be game 4 in Seattle if they make it.
Wow. I might have game 4 on game 5. If there is a both. So, yes, trying to will it into existence.
I wonder how Dusty's going to schedule that.
Is
day.
One way to do it. Well, I just had the engineer Josh walked in and I said, hey, handsome. And he goes, oh, thanks for the handsome. And I go, no problem. I'm going to be asking you for a favor very soon. So if they were to go to the World Series, if they go to the ALCS.
Could we do a show up there?
I've already talked to the people that I need to. We do have an Odyssey office in Seattle. So I will be doing Happy Hour, most likely, live from Seattle.
I've got
CS and WS tickets as well. So let me try to get you some encouragement. I want to make you feel better about this. Your matchup, everybody has talked about it all week. On the other side is Tarik Skubal. Mm-hmm. He won the Cy Young last year. He's probably going to win it again this year. The Mariners have faced him 3 times. They have won all of those games, including Sunday in the postseason, where I was sitting up in my perch in the 300 section right at the front, and it was awesome. So, not a unmanageable situation. Do you know what the Mariners' record is all time in Game 5 win and move on games?
Tell me, sir.
It is 2-0. Oh. They did this in 1995 against the Yankees. They did the same thing in 2001 against the Cleveland Indians at the time. They moved on to play the Yankees after the Indians when they lost, and they moved on to play the Indians after the Yankees. They both lost those. But at least you've got some magic. Home game, we have an opportunity to go out and do it. So not a lot of history, but there is something.
I'm excited.
Who is the breakout star seems to be the biggest question. Who's the guy that comes through that hasn't been delivering? Every time I listen to anything, every time I see anything, it's kind of a silly question, but I might have an answer for you. And it's not backed up by a hunch. It's not backed up by a feeling.
Okay.
This is data.
Hard stats.
Who leads the Mariners with the most hard hit balls in this series? Six balls batted at more than 100 miles an hour in exit velocity.
I mean, you'd think Cal or Julio, but you said somebody that hasn't contributed yet. So, shoot, JP's hit a homer, Jorge's. I'm just going by process of elimination.
It's literally,
you're looking at like Victor Robles or
no,
like Randy Arozarena.
Randy.
Randy, okay,
nobody has hit the ball harder more often than Randy Arozarena. Playoff Randy we saw in 2022 with the Rays when they went on their run that was to the World Series. He was the best player on that team.
Yeah.
He was just out of this world. We have not seen that yet from Randy Arozarena. It does not mean he's not hitting the ball hard. Six balls hit over 100 miles an hour exit velocity in this series. He just hasn't really turned it into magic yet. It hasn't had enough lift to get out of the ballpark. It hasn't found the gaps. It hasn't turned into something. So Tarek Skubal, I believe, is still throwing with his left hand today. Randy Arozarena still hitting from the right side of the plate. If he can hit the ball hard, just a little insight for somebody that might have just a little bit of magic.
Damn right, baby.
All right.
I think Randy will hit a homer. I like your pick
all right.
today.
All right. Another thing that the Mariners have done that you might need to know about. They have put in what they're calling the Richter Riz. They have put in a seismometer into T-Mobile Park.
Yes.
Of course, the Beastquake famously registered the run from Marshawn Lynch on the Richter scale. This one is the Richter Riz, which sounds like, you know, something that itches or scratches when you get
You've got a Richter Riz?
Yeah, I'm afraid. The diagnosis isn't pretty. It's Richter Riz. I know you didn't want to hear that, but obviously named after
Stay
me.
Away from him. He's got Richter Riz.
It turns all orange from the Cheeto dust. It's a whole thing.
And look, I can see that from two blocks away.
But obviously a fair amount of excitement. More than 47,000 people going to be there tonight.
Yeah.
Jumping, stomping, celebrating. Or hopefully not very sad there. But that one should be absolutely a riot. So I wish I could be there, and I almost made it work, but not quite. So
yeah. We got responsibilities.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's I will trade this for future games that I can be up there. If they get to the CS, if they get to the World Series, I am going to make that work.
Hell yes, sir.
So with that in mind, we move to
the Buzz.
Your Seattle Seahawks are missing three defenders. We talked about this earlier. They were all held out of practice on Thursday as well. So Devin Witherspoon out with that knee injury, Julian Love with the hamstring. Now outside linebacker Derek Hall is out with the oblique. The good news is DeMarcus Lawrence was a full participant yesterday and should be in uniform on Sunday when they travel to Jacksonville. Worth noting, the Seahawks under coach Mike McDonald, 9-1 in their 10 road games. The Seattle Seahawks, 21-6 in 1 o'clock road starts in the Eastern time zone in the last 10 years, better than any West Coast team in the NFL.
Ooh.
Things that scare you, Jacksonville Jaguars lead the league with 10 takeaways, plus eight in turnover differential. That is first in the league. And they made a move adding cornerback Greg Newsom II with a trade with the Cleveland Browns. So that is one of the best defense taking the ball away. It is one of the fastest defenses in the NFL. They're absolutely flying around. But you've got Sam Darnold. And I don't know how you feel about Sam Darnold. He is leading the NFL in passer rating, 143.8.
Not surprising.
Completion percentage, 71.1.
Damn.
On balls thrown 10 air yards or more. So you've got a defense that wants to take the ball away. You've got a quarterback that has been great down the field so far this season.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion, If Sam Darnold goes and torches the Jacksonville Jaguars, hurry up and trade him so you can get as much as you possibly can before he turns back into old Sam Darnold. That is my...
Turns back into a pumpkin.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm still worried about this guy. He's looked really, really good, but he had a pumpkin moment against the team in orange last week where he bounced it off a helmet right into the hands of Levante David just waiting for it. So I am not super optimistic, but I'm starting to believe in Sam Darnold.
The Buzz.
Ducks have Indiana. We talked about this quite a bit yesterday, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it because you came in for the NFL Pick'em with us yesterday. But yeah. Mr. Schultz, how are you feeling about the Ducks? They are clearly a team that has top 10 talent. They are a top recruiter now. They're starting to get that depth. They are undefeated in the Big Ten all-time regular season. But Kirk Cignetti and his Hoosiers are the hot team right now. You have any worries going into Autzen tomorrow?
I mean, a few, like, small ones, but as far as Oregon's offense v. Indiana's offense, I don't think there's a comparison. Sure, there's some NFL talent at the wide receiver position for Indiana, but I would go with Oregon's guys over theirs any day of the week. The quarterback position, for me, is the only one that's kind of comparable right now because Mendoza's been really good looking at possible number one overall pick status depending on how Dante Moore plays. Like, this is possibly a matchup of two of the nation's top quarterbacks. I think it's going to be interesting to see these offensive coordinators go at each other.
Are you calling for a Heisman moment?
I think that will be something that Dante Moore could set up this Saturday. Yes, sir.
The weather forecast says no rain at Autzen, so you're set there.
The Buzz.
Hey, who cares about hockey? Kraken get their first ever opening season victory 3-1 over the Ducks.
The Buzz.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be without their top two wide receivers on Sunday. They are playing against the San Francisco 49ers, who have injury problems of their own. But Mike Evans and Chris Godwin both going to be out, plus leading rusher Bucky Irving. I say this not to worry you, because guess who they still have on their roster?
Emeka Egbigbu.
So you're safe there. Don't
there
worry. Don't worry, Tampa fans. Who was it again, Gronk?
Emeka Egbigbu
is going to be out there, so you're all set with that. I'm going to run through a quick injury list for you. Bengals, new quarterback Joe Flacco may not have top wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. He is questionable against Green Bay due to an illness. Interesting. Tua Tagovailoa is off the injury report. He has a hip and a thumb injury, but was a full participant in practice. He should play. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
For the Dolphins?
You may not want him in there, but it's something of note. Lamar Jackson, hamstring still not practicing and does not expect to practice today, so you'll probably be without him. Does that one matter to you?
A little bit more,
I talk about one one-win team and you don't care. I talk about another one-win team and you do care.
I mean, how long until John Harbaugh is starting to face the same questions that McDaniel is?
Panthers playing the Cowboys this weekend. No Chuba Hubbard with a calf injury. He has been ruled out. It looks like Kyler Murray might not, but he has returned to practice. Today's practice will determine his availability for Sunday. The Jets are going to be without Alan Lazard. They're playing in London, trying to get off the snide. 0-5, and you'll see for the first time for the Saints, Chase Young will be out there. So just some injury reports for this Sunday. If you've got fantasy, if you've got a pick'em, if you haven't played the pick'em, you only missed one game. Most people probably picked the Eagles. Go on to X, find at Fan Happy Hour, and join our little pick'em. See if you're smarter than me and Jordan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's Fan Club Friday on the Fan Happy Hour.
You're an entertainer. It's a simple job, okay?
Today's guest may not be qualified, but they care way too much. And that's what matters.
Make us happy, monkey.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson. Yay!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Fan Club Friday. Once upon a time, I did some stand-up comedy. I also produced and hosted some shows. I did an open mic at a place called the Bunkhouse Saloon in downtown Las Vegas. That building has since burnt down. But one of the comics I put up is still doing it, and that is Diaz Mackey. Diaz, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you on the phone.
I guess we're having some technical difficulties with the YouTube. So as long as you can hear me and I can hear you, we can have the conversation. You grew up in Michigan. You are not only a Tigers fan, you are a Lions fan, you are a Michigan fan.
A Pistons fan, a Red Wing fan.
Well, Pistons and Red Wings, I don't know what their schedules are like this weekend, but you've got the Chiefs, you've got the Trojans, and you've got the Seattle Mariners all this weekend. So this is a pretty big sports weekend for you. So I figured we'd get somebody on the other side. We've been talking a lot of Mariners today. How are you feeling about your Tigers matching up with my Mariners?
Well, whenever you got a Scooball on the mound, you always got to feel good about that. Your Cy Young winner.
Yeah. Well, what's his record against the Mariners this year?
His 3-2.
Not against the Mariners this year. All time, yes. He beat us twice last year.
This year he's not doing too well. But actually, I take that back because, to be honest, his last outing, he went 7 innings.
Yes, he did.
Gave up 5 hits.
No, I was at the game, and he is exceptional. There is no question about that.
We're just not alive.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an absolute tough one. But you, as a fan of this, I mean, this team, the ups and downs that you had to go through this year. They were the best team in baseball. Then they had a collapse that almost knocked them out of the playoffs. What would it mean to get to the ALCS if they are able to rebound from a terrible September and get back into it?
Oh, for us to rebound and make it to the ALCS is everything.
Yeah.
Because pre-All-Star break, it was a World Series of bust.
For sure.
Last year was kind of last year's playoff run. We got hot at the right time. And so it seemed disappointing to go out in that first round. So this year to go out in the first round again, that would be extremely disappointing, especially with Scooball again on the mound. Our bats, we just got to help them out, Riley Green and Torkelson and Dingler. And hopefully McKinstry and Baez, they get in it too. But, man, those bats, they need to come alive.
Oh, it's always, fandom's always a weird thing to me too, because you, I mean, you went through the list of teams that you root for. The Red Wings have been great at times. The Bad Boy Pistons are all time. The Tigers have a 1984 World Series. But if I could trade you the success of all of your teams and you could put it all into one basket, so basically take all of the fandom. And we gave it to the Tigers. Have a great run last year. They get an early exit from the playoffs. The Lions look like a Super Bowl favorite, chance to make it to their first Super Bowl, but fall short last year. If you could put all your fandom into one basket and it guaranteed you a trip to a championship, which team would you take?
A trip to the championship, or
I'm not going to give you the championship. I'm just going to give you a trip too. So I'm trying to trade you a Tigers loss today for a Lions visit to the Super Bowl. Would you take it?
I think the Lions are going regardless, so I don't know about that trade. I think we're pretty good this year. People forget last year that half our defense was out during the playoffs during the entire season.
Well, you were also missing key pieces on offense too, man. That whole team was beat up. It was the problem was, I think Dan Campbell had everybody biting each other's kneecaps instead of the opposing teams.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely something going on out of the energy bug, but we were picking up people off of the streets. It was crazy last year.
Yeah, it's definitely a wild one. You've got some homegrown talent there with, you know, the new addition. Isaac Tesla is a Detroit kid. You've got...
Well, he's out of Grand Rapids or a Howell.
Okay.
So that's like about, I get 2 hours, 3 hours from Detroit, but yeah, it's close enough. Michigan.
it counts. Is Michigan all in one basket? Like, if you're a Michigan kid, it's all the teams. Is that pretty common?
No. You get some Michiganders that get really flaky. Like, I think Jamila Hill, she's a 49ers fan.
What?
Yeah, that pisses me off. Growing up, being a Detroiter, you always did kind of like two teams.
Yeah.
You always had your Detroit team, and then you're actually a good team.
There you go. We did the same thing as Seattle fans growing up. It was the Seahawks were your favorite team until the playoffs showed up, and then you picked somebody that actually qualified for it. Same thing with the Mariners.
I mean, I was always a Tigers, Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
Growing up, a Pistons, Lakers fan, except for when we played each other, then it was Detroit over everything.
Sure. Sure. Well, and you have a resume that includes a University of Michigan on there. So you went to University of Michigan?
I took a class there just to say so I could say that I went. I took an educational sociology class, which was basically focusing on the studies of what causes education and what's caused by education. Such an athletic class. It takes you to get an easy grade.
You took just one class just so you could say you went there?
Yeah. That was late in life.
Oh, it wasn't even when you were in like your school age. You just did it later. You're like, I'd like to have UM on my resume. So you just threw it on.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Because as a kid growing up, I wanted to play sports. I wanted to play ball at the University of Michigan, whether it's football or basketball. And, coming out of high school, I got scholarships for none of that stuff for Michigan, like Central Michigan, Western Michigan, Central of Ohio, Central State, Oral Roberts University for basketball and things like that. But nothing for University of Michigan. And back then, the transfer portal wasn't like it is today where you could just leave.
Yeah.
So, you know, I went the junior college route, the JUCO route, and I just I didn't finish JUCO. I dropped out.
Yeah. Well, it's still doing stand-up comedy. We're talking with Diaz Mackey. You've got shows in Pahrump this weekend. Next weekend, you're in Boulder City. You're at Club 828 in Vegas to start November. It's awesome to see that you're still doing it, man. It's been a very long time. I was counting back. I'm like, oh, it was 20 years ago that you and I were just young kids down there telling jokes. So I'm
yeah,
glad that
it's
still going on.
We'll be 20 years. It's crazy to... I've been doing that long with all the peaks and valleys. I have a comedy special on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
That's a couple years old now. And a separate comedy album on Apple Music called The Night in Durango, Colorado. And it's named that because it was literally a night in Durango, Colorado.
Very clever.
Yeah, and right? And we're working on the new special coming up here. So,
well, fantastic. Well, check out Diaz Mackey Comedy. Best place to find you, Facebook and social media, or somewhere else?
Facebook, Instagram, everything is Diaz Mackey. That's DiazMackie. Real name, no gimmicks. Yeah. Diaz Mackey.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you make some quick predictions. Who do you have, Lions, Chiefs this weekend?
Lions.
Who do you have, Michigan versus USC this
USC,
weekend?
USC, go blue, Michigan. I got I'll say Michigan by 7. I'll take Detroit by 3.
Okay, and unfortunately we ran out of time, so we'll assume that you would have taken the Mariners. So thank you again for joining us on the show, and we will catch up with you. If you're ever up here in Portland doing comedy, let me know, and hopefully we'll have you back on again, maybe if the Lions do something great.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and God bless.
All right, thank you. That was Diaz back. Hey, get him off the airways. cut his mic. All right, we've got to do one more for the road. We do it next. You listen to the Happy Hour on 105.1 and the Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shots.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far.
Wicked woman, cool crimson mistress. You got a cool spell on me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
Jordan Schultz. What are the people saying on the text toy, on the YouTube chats? What are we hearing?
A lot of Mariners takes, actually.
All right, let's hear them. Yeah. Bring them at me. I'm going to knock these down one by one. Let's hear what they got to say.
We got 1-5-2 Mariners is my prediction. Cal, MVP of the league. Let's hope okay. So. I agree. He's going to come up in the biggest moment of the season. I like that. And also, another one says the crowd's going to need to make it tough on Scooble. Place needs to be shaking when he's pitching, not just when the M's pitcher has 2 strikes on a hitter. And that is something I absolutely agree with. Tonight, you're talking about the, what was it, the Richter Riz or the Rizorectomy?
The Richter Riz. The Rizorectomy? No, that's it.
We do need the place to be shaking the whole evening tonight. Like, it has to be from start to finish. Yeah. That's what we got to do.
Well, and it's one of those things, though. You get 2 strikes on a hitter, and then you get loud. Is it better for your hitters for it to be rocking, or you do it while your guys are hitting? You want it to be a little bit quieter so they can concentrate. I don't know what the answer is to that, but I will tell you that in Game 2, which did not have the juice of Game 1 from what everybody said, dude, that place was so loud. Of course, I was there for a victory. Game 1 goes 11 innings and it's a loss. But I'll tell you, it was absolutely an awesome atmosphere. The place is going to be packed. So if you're going to put any criticism on Seattle fans, I don't think any of it's warranted. I cannot imagine the place not being absolutely electric. That's what I will say.
Yeah, I hope so, cool. Man. I just don't think that there's a bigger moment in Seattle sports history up to this point.
Well, no, listen, you had the best record in baseball and went to the ALCS. The playoffs and went to the ALCS. This is not the first time that they've hosted a Game 5. It's not the second time they've hosted a Game 5. It's the biggest moment in 20 years. There is no question about it, but the Seahawks won a Super Bowl. The Seahawks have been a perennial playoff team. You've got a hockey team. You've got a NBA championship. This is a huge moment. There is no question about it. But there's a lot more in front of them. Even if they win this game, there is a lot more at stake. You have the chance to go to a World Series for the first time in franchise history. There's no question that that is enormous. But you have to win this game to make any of that a reality. Can Cal be the MVP? Sure. We've got an MVP. You've got a Ken Griffey Jr. You've got great baseball history. The problem is it's very few and very far between. Ichiro, MVP. Ken Griffey Jr., great. 116 wins was amazing. So it's not an isolated incident. They were in the playoffs just a couple years ago. They took care of the Blue Jays. I'd love to see them play them against him again. It's a huge moment. Let's not go too hyperbolic that it's the biggest in Seattle sports history.
I guess I'm more leaning towards what it could represent, and the Mariners could get to, because they just this team is better, I think, than any other one they've had in history, even the 116-win team.
That's It's they different. Literally won the most games in baseball history.
I get that, but you had 50-plus. Go and look. It's like 54 guys that year hitting over 300 as compared to like 8 or 9. It's just a different league now.
I don't disagree with that. But anytime you set the record for the most wins in a sport, that team was pretty special. Griffey, Buehner, Edgar.
8 guys on the All-Star team. I know. Yeah. You had 3 of your relief. I think Jeff Nelson, Rhodes, and Kasasaki all made the team in relief on the All-Star game. I get it.
Yeah.
Freddie Garcia. Okay. I get it. Okay.
You're saying it. You're saying it very dismissively.
Because you look at what the Mariners added.
It's always bigger when you're looking at it from this side of it.
Yeah.
If they win this game,
mm-hmm.
and they go on to go to the World Series, this game will be a moment in one of the greatest seasons ever. It will not be the moment because the moment will be winning the game to go to the World Series. So there is more ahead of them. So even if they do win this game, we won't even look back on it as the biggest moment in Mariners sports history. If they go on to the next series, that will then become. So,
of course.
So looking at it from this side, it always feels that way. Tonight is huge. There is no question about it. You and I have both purchased tickets to the World Series.
Yes,
obviously,
sir.
I'm optimistic. I am not trying to downplay the importance of this game. But let's not be so hyperbolic that this is the biggest moment. If they don't do it now, they will never get a chance. It might be another 20 years, but these opportunities come up. This is a very young team. You've got a nucleus of young players that are fantastic. You've got a great pitching staff. You've got all these guys that came up together. The ownership, the management is willing to make moves at the trade deadline. We've seen that. It's all fantastic. If Josh Naylor, his wife goes into labor and he bolts, I will find him.
I do think the baby's already been born, actually.
Has it? Okay, I did not see that in the news.
We didn't know. He's been pretty coy about it, but the reason that he came back to the team was, I do think it worked out perfectly.
All right.
The baby was born on Monday.
That's the only thing I was going to go a little bit wild on. Any other takes that we need to address?
Those were the strongest ones. I think a lot of people are thinking the Mariners can win, but there needs to be a specific set of circumstances, and the place needs to be rocking tonight up at the Pink.
I will tell you, if they do not have more runs at the end of the game, they will not win.
Really?
Of course there's a bunch of scenarios. That is the funnest part about this is all the last 2.5 days. Oh, they need to do this. They need to do that. Mm-hmm. They need to go out and play baseball. They need to have all of the things line up to do it. I think they're the better team. I think they can win this game. And if they move on to a championship series, they've done it before. This won't be unique, but it just happens so rarely with this franchise. I can see why everybody's excited. But yes, you can give me all the breakdowns you want. The cool thing is at 5:08, it's first pitch, and it's on, and it's going to be fantastic. So enjoy the moment, because who knows when you'll get it again. Here's the real big news in baseball. The Savannah Bananas have announced their 2026 tour. It has expanded to 75 stadiums across 45 states. They are now having what they're calling Banana Ball, and it is now the Banana Ball Championship League for 2026. I believe the closest they will play to us here is in Eugene. You know what venue they're using for that game?
Kilkenny Arena? No.
Autzen Stadium.
Okay.
They will be in 14 major league ballparks, and they will be in 10 football stadiums on this tour. Have you watched any Savannah Bananas?
I saw them. I think it was in Baltimore. It was in the start of their tour in the summer. And no. It was the stadium at Clemson where they filled up like 90,000 people that were watching a Savannah Bananas game live. It was nuts.
I have not been drawn in by it other than just seeing a little bit of the featurettes that they do on TV. But this is turning into a real thing. And if you don't know the story, the owners of the Savannah Bananas cashed in their entire savings in 2016, bought this team, said they wanted to make baseball fun, and they are going to be doing a 75-stadium tour. And they will be at Autzen. And it will not rain because never rains at Autzen. Well, thank you to Diaz Mackey for joining us. If you're in the Vegas area, he does a ton of shows down there. He mentioned it. He's working on a new special. Check that out. Thank you to Jordan Schultz for jumping in at the last minute. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And, of course, thank you, Isaac Rupp. We're all done for now. Bye-bye.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.